out and then I've added. It's liquid, is what you call liquid smoke that is used in curing it, you know. I think that is really what it is. But originally, I think when anything was smoked, you have heard of smoke houses. People in the country, you know, that had a good deal of meat to put up, they'd have a smoke house. I think they were frequently made of brick, and that things would hang in there with these hickory chips or something, and just smoke and never blaze up, but just smoke and smoke the meat. You know, I think maybe to this good day, you know, something like the Smithfield, some of those, I think some of those are really done the old-timey way, you know.
And you didn't raise your own meat, therefore you had to buy it from a...
Oh, nobody in town would think about you couldn't do that, but sometimes if a person had a farm, maybe lived in town and had a farm, if they might, if they had somebody on it that was particularly good at it, you might let them fix something for you, you know. But it was mostly people who actually lived on the farm themselves and could superintend it themselves. Most people wouldn't, you couldn't very well live in town and maybe it wouldn't be a lot of people that would do it to suit you, you know, without any supervision.
So if you lived in town, where did you buy your meat?
Well, at meat markets and grocery stores, and then frequently you'd, if you wanted a country ham, then you'd get it from somebody who was, because there were a lot of farmers that maybe had fixed for themselves and some to sell, don't you see?
Mm-hmm. What would you call the fellow who actually did the killing and the preparation of the meat?
I don't know. I wouldn't call that person a butcher, because he'd be a butcher would be somebody just works with meat all the time. But somebody it might be a hand on the place that would do any. He would be a farmer and a farm hand, and then he would nearly in a lot of cases, some people you'd have somebody on the place that would maybe be better at that than others. But most colored people knew about hog killing, as they call it.
And suppose that the meat is kept too long so that it's no longer usable. What is the term for that? That meat is...
Spoiled, I would say, uh-huh.
And I did mean to ask you more terms of the hog head cheese or sauce. How about the different kinds of sausage? Do you remember?
No, I just always never heard it. All the people ever thought of was just pork sausage.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they didn't go in for links and a whole lot of thing like that. It was sausage that you'd pat out and cook on a skillet, you know.
Blood, sausage, liver pudding, all those things.
I don't know anything about that as being made around here, but of course, you might say that you can, with the things you can buy in a store, you know, like